Title: Speed Finishing with Arrangement Placeholders Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing something that instantly levels up intermediate producers. Speed Finishing with Arrangement Placeholders in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. This is about breaking the 8-bar loop curse, because here's the truth. In DNB, arrangement is half the record. The groove matters, sure, but what makes it feel pro is how you control energy over time. Intros that DJs can actually mix, pre-drops that build tension, drops that hit, breakdowns that reset the ear, and a variation that keeps it moving without losing the plot. So the goal today is simple. You're going to build a full, playable 3 to 3.5 minute DNB arrangement fast, even with rough sounds. Then later, you swap the placeholders for real decisions, while the structure stays locked. Let's get set up. Step 0, project defaults for DNB speed. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Go to Arrangement View and set Global Quantization to 1 bar. That one setting is sneaky powerful because it makes everything you place and duplicate snap into phrasing immediately, which is exactly what we want. Now create 4 group tracks. Name them drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. Color code them if you can. It sounds basic, but this is a big producer brain shift. You're building a container first, so ideas can drop in quickly without chaos. One extra coach move, at the very top of your session, create a MIDI track called To Do or Decisions. This is your parking lot. Any time you think, I should swap this snare later, you don't stop and do it now. You write it down in a clip note at the section where it matters. Momentum stays intact. Cool. Now we build the roadmap. Step 1. Arrangement markers. Your placeholder roadmap. In the timeline, add locators for a typical DJ-friendly DNB structure. Intro. Pre-drop. Drop 1. Breakdown. Drop 2. Outro. Aim for sections that land in multiples of 16 bars. DJs love that, but more importantly, your listener's brain loves it too. DNB is basically controlled predictability with surprises inside the grid. So think, intro around 32 bars, pre-drop around 16, drop 1 around 32, breakdown 16, drop 2 32. Outro 16. Don't stress exact minutes. Just bar counts. Now here's a concept that will keep you from overstuffing sections. Use a traffic light density system. Green sections are sparse, like intro and breakdown. One or two main elements plus atmosphere. Yellow sections are building, like pre-drop. More repetition, rising motion. Red sections are full, like drops. Full groove, bass, and a lead idea. You're mostly switching density states, not inventing brand new music every time. Alright, next, placeholders. Step 2, create placeholder clips, the stand-ins. We're not trying to impress anyone with sound design today. We're assigning roles. That's the theme. Think in roles, not tracks. Let's start with drums. Inside the drums group, make 3 tracks, kick and snare, tops, and break layer. For kick and snare, use a drum rock with any solid core kick and snare. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Snare on beats 2 and 4, obviously. For the kick, pick a simple DNB-friendly rhythm. It doesn't need to be clever. It needs to push the snare and feel like forward motion. Then duplicate that clip across drop 1 and drop 2. This is important. You want the track to play like a track immediately. We're building continuity before detail. Now tops. Put closed hats on 16th notes with some velocity variation. Add an open hat on offbeats every bar or every 2 bars. Again, not fancy. Functional. Now the break layer. Drag in a classic break like Amen or Think. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Keep it quiet. This is a vibe placeholder, not the main drum identity yet. On the drums group bus, if you want a quick finished enough glue, do a basic chain. EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 HC. Glue compressor doing just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, and a saturator with soft clip-on and a couple dB of drive. The point is not to mix perfectly. The point is to stop it sounding like totally raw demo drums. Next up, bass placeholders. Inside bass, create sub and mid bass. For the sub, load operator. Oscillator as a sign. Put a saturator after it. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB depending on level. Then write a simple 8-bar rolling subline. Keep it minimal. Repeated notes, small movement at phrase ends. The rule here, do not perfect it yet. If you start micro-editing sub-groove for 30 minutes, you lose the whole lesson. For mid-bass, use Waveedable as a quick placeholder patch. Sawish waveform, low-pass filter somewhere, between 200 and 800 HE depending on how aggressive you want the placeholder to feel. Add an LFO map to the filter cutoff. rate at 1/8 or 1/16, re-trigger on, then add a quick chain, auto filter if you want extra movement and easy pull it back moments, saturator for weight, EQ8 cutting below about 120 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub, placement rule, MID bass is mostly in the drops, you can tease it in the pre-drop, but filtered and subtle. If you give away full mid bass too early, your drop has nowhere to go. Now music placeholders. Create pad or Atmos and stabs or hook. For the pad, choose something from analog or waveable, anything that can sit behind without fighting. Put pad mostly in the intro and breakdown. Add a larger reverb and an auto filter with a slow sweep. The pad's job is space and mood, not melody. For stabs or hook, keep it super simple. A minor chord stab or even a single note rhythm. Teacher note. A placeholder hook can be almost stupidly basic, because your mapping function. This is where the hook talks. That's it. Now effects placeholders. Create tracks for risers or noise, impacts or downlifters, and fills. Fast riser, white noise from operator or analog. Auto filter cutoff automated upwards. Add reverb and delay. Done. Impacts. Any crash plus a sub drop. Light saturation if you want it to hit. Fills. Don't go sample hunting. You can build placeholders now. And later you'll replace them with fills made from the track itself. Quick pro workflow. Once your drums are down, consolidate a bar or two. Reverse it, fade it in, gate it, high pass sweep it. That fill will match your track tone automatically, and it sounds more cohesive than random sample pack roulette. Alright, now we place everything on the timeline. Step 3. Copy-paste placeholders so you complete the track. Intro, about 32 bars. Keep it green density. Start with tops. Maybe the light break, but not full kick and snare immediately. Sub can be very light or absent. Pad and atmosphere can carry. Tease the stab once or twice so the listener gets a hint of identity. Your goal for the intro is DJ friendly. Not too busy. Make it mixable. Pre-drop, around 16 bars. Now we go yellow density. Bring in kick and snare, but filtered or reduced. Add a snare build placeholder. Repeated snare hits that get more frequent, like every half bar tightening up. Add a riser and impact at the drop. A super fast tension trick. Put an auto filter on the drums group, high pass mode, and to automate the cutoff rising into the drop. Even with placeholder drums, that gives you that the room is lifting feeling. Drop 1, around 32 bars. Now we're rid density. Full kick and snare, full tops, break layer tucked in, sub and mid bass active, music minimal. Just stabs or the hook rhythm, and add a fill every 8 or 16 bars. And let's define what a fill means today. It can be crude. One bar of break slicing, a snare flam, a reverse crash. The fill's main job is punctuation. It tells the listener, new phrase starting, so the groove feels arranged, not looped. Breakdown, around 16 bars. Back to green density. Trip kick and snare entirely. Let pad and atmos breathe. Optional, filtered hint of sub. Very subtle, just to keep the floor connected. Add tension effects. And here is a big one. Put a clear reset moment in the breakdown. One or two beats of silence, or sub only, or a brief band pass on the whole mix. That reset gives drop to a chapter change, so it lands harder. Now drop 2. Copy drop 1, then force 3 differences. This rule is gold. Difference 1. Change a drum element. Different hat rhythm, or a small break chop idea. Difference 2. Change bass rhythm in the second half, call and response. Difference 3, add a new hook element, or remove something important for contrast. And that last part matters. Heavier DNB often gets nastier by subtraction. Remove a hat layer, create space, then the bass feels bigger without even changing patch. Also consider negative space as a signature. Mute one important element for exactly one bar every 16 bars, often right at bar 16. That one bar hole makes the fill feel twice as exciting. Outro, around 16 bars. Make it mix out friendly. Remove mid bass. Reduce drums to hats and break. Keep it clean and predictable. At this point, you should be able to press play at the start and it should feel like a track. Maybe an ugly track, but a track. That's the win. Now the key mindset shift. Step 4, replace placeholders with real decisions, without changing the structure. Structure stays locked. You swap content inside sections. Practical replacement order is usually drum sonics first, because drums define perceived quality fast. Then bass tone, distortion, resembling. Then ear candy and transitions. Then mixing polish. And here are a few Ableton speed tools. Take lanes, Make A and B clip variants instead of endless new clips. A is stable, B is spicy. Alternate every 8 or 16 bars and your track sounds like it evolves. Consolidate. Turn placeholder sequences into solid regions you can edit quickly. And commit early with freeze then flatten. Even if the sound is temporary, flattening turns it into audio you can chop, reverse, gate, and retine instantly. That's where Fast Pro transitions come from. Quick measurable contrast check. Put a spectrum on the master and just observe intro versus drop. If the low end and high mid shapes look too similar, the sections will feel too similar. You don't need perfect meters. You just need obvious difference. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't sound design before arranging. That's how you get a perfect 8-bar loop and no track. Don't let intro, drop, and breakdown have the same density. If everything is always full, nothing hits. Don't overfill placeholders with final level detail. If you start polishing a placeholder, you're back to procrastinating. Don't ignore 16-bar phrasing. DNB lives on that grid. And don't stack bases early. Keep the sub clean and simple so it anchors the track. Now a quick practice sprint you can do in 30 minutes. Set 174 BPM. Add locators for intro, pre-drop, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, outro. Build only one drum rack beat, one operator sub, one wavy double mid bass, one pad and one stab, one riser and one impact. Copy sections to fill 3 minutes. Add 3 fills at the ends of 16-bar blocks. Export a rough bounce and listen away from Ableton. Win condition. It plays like a track from start to end, even if it's ugly. And if you want the intermediate challenge version for a 60-minute session, add 2 automation stories, create A and B variants for kick snare and mid bass, follow an 8/16/32 punctuation plan, print one element to audio and make a reverse fill, a stutter, and a gated tail, then export and write down only 3 fixes for next time. Recap. Arrangement placeholders let you finish faster by mapping function first. Locators and color-coded groups give you a structure in minutes. Dummy clips across drums, bass, music, and effects make it playable immediately. Lock the timeline early, then swap placeholders for real sound design. And for drop 2, enforce variation by changing at least 3 things. That's speed finishing. You're not lowering your standards. You're postponing decisions in the right order, so the track actually gets done.